So let's review. Zak the Mishnah, Arusa Vishemeres Yavam, Loi Shaisis, Veloi Noitleis Ksuba. An Arusa who is warned by her future husband, or a widow who is warned by her late husband's brother, who is waiting to marry her through Yibum, does not drink the Mayim Hama'orim. They therefore remain a Savak Saita, who are forbidden to their husbands and must divorce and do not receive their Ksuba. The Mishnah here teaches three halachas, Loi Shaisis, Asur Labaila, Veloi Noitleis Ksuba. Loi Shaisis, Shenemer, Ashatis to Isha Tachas Isha, Prat La Arusa Vishemeres Yavam. The pasuk states Tachas Isha, the woman strays from her husband, which excludes Arusa Vishemeres Yavam, who are not fully married. Therefore, they do not drink the waters. However, Asur Labaila, as the Gemara explains, Mishtahu Dele Shasya, Hakinu Makanila, they do not drink, but they do become forbidden if they were warned, because the pasuk also says, Dabel B'nei Yisrael V'amarta Aleyem, the extra phrase V'amarta Aleyem, includes Arusa Vishemeres Yavim regarding Kinoi. V'loi Noitlis Ksuba, Rashi explains, that whether or not she receives her Ksuba depends on whether he Garmala Atzma, she sinned, causing herself to become forbidden, in which case she forfeits her Ksuba. Or who Garmala, if his actions precipitated the divorce, he does pay her the Ksuba. Now, if an Arusa was secluded, she is certainly forbidden to her husband due to her own actions. Regarding the Shemeres Yavam, on the other hand, it's a machlekes whether Shemeres Yavam Shazinsa Asur Liyavama or Imuteres Liyavama, whether she becomes forbidden to the Yavam through seclusion. However, even if she is permitted to him, he is certainly justified if he chooses not to marry her. Therefore, in both of these cases, Arusa Shemeres Yavam, he Garmala, and so she forfeits her Ksuba. The Gemara now explains that the Mishnah is actually the subject of a machlekes. Rabbi Yenison agrees with the Mishnah that both Arusa Vishemeres Yavam Lei Shaisis, however Rabbi Yeshi holds Arusa Lei Shaisa Vishemeres Yavam Shaisa. The Gemara explains that this machlekes is based on how we apply the following three pesukim. One pasuk says, Vim Lei Satis Tumma Tachas Ishech. Another pasuk says, Asher Tista Isha Tachas Isha. A woman becomes a Saita if she strays from her husband. Each pasuk is a miut, which excludes a woman who is not married. A third pasuk says, Ish ish ki sista ishtai. This pasuk is a ribui. The double usage of the word ish means any man, which includes even a situation that we might have reason to exclude. Now, Rabbi Yenison holds, Tachas ishech prat l'shemeres yavam. We first exclude a shemeres yavam, since she's not married to the yavam. However, we do not exclude arusa from this pasuk, even though she's not fully married to the baal, because mar alima le'arusa dekedushe didei v'soiklin al yadoi. Rabbi Anderson considers the relationship of the Arusa stronger because he betrothed her directly and she's the subject to the death penalty if she sins, as opposed to Shemeres Yavam, who comes to him Aidei Achiv through his brother and is merely Chiv Alavin. Therefore, Arusa could possibly be considered Tachas Ishech, and we therefore need a second exclusion, Tachas Isha Prat La Arusa, to teach us that Arusa is not considered Tachas Isha because she is nevertheless not fully married to him and she therefore does not drink either. Rabbi Yenison derives from Ish Ish, L'rabis Eishes Cheresh, V'Eishes Shaita, V'Eishes Shamam, to teach that Bezdin will warn a woman if her husband is incapable of doing so. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Yenison and says, Tachas Ishach Prat La'Arusa. We first exclude Arusa, since she is not fully married. However, we do not exclude Shemeres Yavam from this pasuk, even though she is certainly not married to the Yavam, because Mar Alimele Shemeres Yavam, Delei Mechzer Mesir L'Chuppa. Rabbi Yeshua considers the relationship of the Shemeres Yavam stronger in the sense that it's considered Tachas Ishech, because as Rashi explains, Niknas Liyavam Bevia Grey Dasav Afilibis Nus. Any relations between them will consummate their marriage, as opposed to Arusa, where they have to perform Chuppah with intent to achieve Nisuan. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua actually derives from Ish Ish to include Shemeres Yavam, that she does drink the Mayim Hamara. And Rabbi Yeshua derives from Tachas Isha, Lahakesh Ish Le'isha Ve'isha Le'ish, regarding certain halachas which are discussed later on Daf Chav Zayin. This explains the machlekes. Rabbi Yenison and the Mishnah hold that both Arusa v'Shemeres Yavam Lei Shaisis, and Rabbi Yeshua holds Arusa Lei Shaisa v'Shemeres Yavam Shaisa. The Gemara has shown that all agree that Arusa is excluded from drinking the waters. The Gemara questions this from a Braisa. The pasuk says, V'yitin ish bach esh chavta mibalade ishech. A woman who had not yet had relations with her husband before the suspected adultery does not drink the bitter waters. Apparently, this pasuk already excludes an arusa who is not married yet. Why then do we need Tachas Ishech to exclude her? The Gemara answers, "Kugen sheba la ares beveis aviyah." The pasuk is needed in the event that she had relations with her betrothed before they were married. According to Rabbi Yonason, who says that tachas ishach excludes a shemeres yavam, we must give the same answer that it's needed for a case of sheba la yavam beveis chameha. She had relations with her yavam without intending for it to consummate their marriage. However, this should depend on the machlekes Rav Shmuel. Habal yavim to be mishagi be meizid. If someone had relations with his yavam accidentally or for promiscuous purposes, Shmuel holds, like kana el advam hamur beparsha, he's only married lakum Hashem achiv benachal asai ulepaitre beget, in regard to his brother's inheritance and to require a valid get if they divorce. But they're not considered fully married. However, Rav holds kana lakayel, they're fully married. Therefore, he inherits her, and if he's a kain, shmei truma. The Gemara suggests Rav da amar Rabbi Yeshia. Rav follows the opinion of Rabbi Yeshia that a shemeres yavam does drink in the case of shabal leo yavam beveis chameh. Shmuel da amar Rabbi Yonason. Shmuel follows the opinion of Rabbi Yonason that a shemeres yavam does not drink even in the case of shabal leo yavam beveis chameh. However, the Gemara explains that these two machlokes are not interdependent. Rav can also agree with Rabbi Yonason because mide itzach kra lemuta machlal de ishtem al yasehi. The Shemeres Yavim is indeed considered fully married, and Misvara should drink the waters. And that is why we need a Pasuk to specifically exclude her. Also, according to Rav, Rabbi Yeshia does not actually need a Pasuk to include Shemeres Yavim, and he cites the Pasuk Ish-Ish as Nasmach to be Alma, a mere allusion. Similarly, Shmuel can also agree with Rabbi Yeshia because Midi Itzakra Lerubuye, Machla de Lavesh de Hiklal. The Shemeres Yavim is indeed not considered fully married, and Misvara should not drink. And that is why we need the Pasuk Ish-Ish to include her. Also, according to Shmuel, Rabbi Yonason does not actually need a Pasuk to exclude her, and he cites the Pasuk Tachas Ishich as Nasmach to Bialma. The Mishnah continues, Amon l'Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'Chalutz l'Kohen Hedyit, Mamzeres Nesin Eli Yisrael, Bas Yisrael l'Mamzul Nasin. If someone marries a woman who is forbidden to him, and she becomes a Saita, Lo Yishaisis v'Lo Yinaitlis Ksuba, she does not drink, but rather receives a divorce without her Ksuba. Rashi cites a Sefri that learns this from the Pasuk, Kisista Ishtoi, Beru'uy Le'ishis Hakas Medaber. The water is used only when the couple is in a permitted marriage. The Mishnah continues, Ve'elu Lo Yishaisis V'lo Yinaitlis Ksuba. The following women also do not drink and do not receive their Ksuba. Ha'ymeres Temea Nilach, V'shabo Eidim Shi Temea. If she admits or witnesses testify to her defilement, or Ve'ymeres Ein Yishaisa, she refuses to drink, in all of these cases, he gar maloi, she caused herself to become forbidden, and so she does not receive her ksuba. However, ama baila enemashke, v'sha baila bo'la baderech, noitlis ksuba b'lo yishaisis. If her husband refuses to have her drink, or if her husband was intimate with her after she became a saita, she does not drink, but she does receive her ksuba, because hu gar mlo, he caused her to be forbidden. The rest of the Mishnah will be reviewed with the Gemara in the subsequent dafim.